Entering the maximum security prison, with its checkpoints, razor wire, barricades, metal detectors, and armed guards, it's hard to imagine an art class until you get to the library.
I have nine hardworking fellas sitting around a big conference table.
This is Tsimshian artist David A. Boxley. You may know him from the two-story high Klan House front he made for the Walter Soboloff building.
And they've got templates and booklets with all the information and diagrams and to help them produce the eagles, ravens, wolves, and killer whales that they're working hard to produce.
The men wear bright yellow prison onesies and are of diverse cultural backgrounds. They look focused and work silently. Colorful examples of formline art are taped to the shelves of books, and natural light filters in through two skylights. Boxley circles the room, observing the students' work. Among them is aspiring Tlingit artist William Littlefield from Sitka.
There's been a few people that has been willing to teach me this, but they don't break everything down like how David has.
Littlefield wants to make art professionally and teach when he gets out. Boxley and class sponsor Sea Alaska Heritage Institute want to help artists like Littlefield improve their formline design.
The art is endangered because people are producing a lot of stuff that isn't really that great, you know, and there are some of us that really want to stem that tide, I guess you could say, and redirect people back to making good quality formline. And formline, it, like my grandfather used to tell me, you know, it, no matter how good the carving is, if the design is bad, then the whole thing is bad.
Once the seven-hour formline class is over, Boxley heads downtown to teach Tsimshian language for three more hours. Close to 20 people have gathered in an empty office space at the Walter Soboloff building. Boxley has labeled most objects in the room in Tsimshian, and two tables of props for games and activities stand before them. While art and language are related, Boxley says they're in different states.
Our art is flourishing. There are hundreds and hundreds of people from different tribes, from Yakutat to Seattle, who are producing art.
The language is a different story. Boxley says there are only 50 fluent Tsimshian speakers left.
Our language is extremely threatened. I mean, beyond extremely threatened.
David Russell Jensen is Tsimshian killer whale with roots in Metlakatla and now lives in Juneau. He goes to the University of Alaska Southeast. While studying Tlingit there, he learned about Boxley's class.
David Dewayu, Gishpudwada Diptegu, Metlakatla Adagitnadoikstabowadku. I think it's important to be connected to the land you live on, but also it's very important for me to be learning my language because it's not in that great of a state right now, so hoping to work on that.
Russell Jensen embodies Boxley's hope for the future of the Tsimshian language.
You know, it's not our fault that we speak primarily in English these days, but it will be our fault if the last speaker dies and no one else can do it. And my philosophy is, and I've said this many times to people, is not everyone can be a dancer or a singer. Not everybody can be a carver, an artist, but everybody talks. So we're all responsible for the life or death of our language going into the future.
Both Boxley and the Sea Alaska Heritage Institute hope to do more language classes in the future. In Juneau, I'm Scott Burton.